On the 10th of June in 1925, the United Church of Canada officially came into existence. It had taken years of negotiating and discernment and compromise and balancing to create what was hoped to be a national church that would unite all churches under one. Methodists, Presbyterians, and Congregationalists all put a little piece of who they were into this new entity. They named what faith they held in common. Each denomination got to have an important piece of their being as part of the new structure that would begin this adventure together. They didn't bind this new thing together so tightly that it couldn't grow. In fact, they left room for it to do so. Some of the original statements of faith were deliberately left open so that future generations might put their own growing faith into the church. It didn't grow as they anticipated. Other churches didn't join. It was easier to find difference than to find similarities. Compromise was too difficult to obtain. But the change of direction from the original plan didn't stop the United Church from becoming something that has been a leader in Canadian faith by speaking out for the disadvantaged in society, by admitting errors made in the past, by committing to conversations that will, we hope, open doors to an inclusive, compassionate, and loving church that welcomes all of God's people. Now, 94 years later, on the 8th of June, the Chinook Winds region, of which we are a member, celebrated a new beginning that has put us on a similar journey of imagining what might be possible with discernment and compromise and balancing. After a few years of recognizing that something different needed to be created, we now find ourselves reimagining our church. We are letting go of some old habits. We are looking to find new ways of hearing the Spirit of God move us into the world. Creating a new way of being church is not going to be easy. We are creatures of habit, but habits can be broken or changed. All we need to do is get our minds in tune with our hearts, and our hearts in tune with God. Our Pentecost story in the Scriptures is one that tells us that God's Spirit comes to us in the most unexpected ways. A crowd of people gathered round to celebrate harvest. They came from all around the area, bringing together people who didn't understand each other, who lived in different places, who probably had different living habits, who, more than likely, had a plan in mind as to how this celebration was going to go. And then God came in. The Spirit came upon all who had gathered so quickly, so fiercely, that they were afraid. It looked different than they might have imagined it would. It wasn't what they expected. They reacted with skepticism and doubt. This couldn't be true, could it? Even as they heard the possibilities of communicating with others around them, they wouldn't let go of their plan to move into God's plan. But God prevailed. The stories of the past, as remembered by Peter, reminded them that God is the one who moves us forward. God is the one who can guide us into listening to the neighbors we don't understand, the ones who don't look like us or act like us. God is the one who knows that we have the capacity to dream big dreams and then move to make them reality. Chinook Winds region gathered in Lethbridge. We came together to set a foundation that we hope will serve us well as we regrow our sense of what it is like to love and live with our neighbours. This weekend, we simply set a few ground rules and took some time getting to know each other. We tested the waters, checking out what we are passionate about, finding out what we had in common, and where some challenges might be to getting along. But the Spirit moved among us. What seemed to be confusing became clearer. Wise elders heard our conversations and brought us words that we could all agree on and share. faith stories of the past informed our discussions, but didn't stop them from growing and opening up possibilities for more. Our church is transforming. Once again, God is sending the flames of faith to light our way, to warm our hearts. Once again, God is blowing us around so that we need to hang on to our neighbors to stay grounded. Once again, God is saying to us that the work of sharing God's love and looking after God's people is what we are to be about. Each of us may have a different story, a different way of interpreting God's Spirit moving among us, but we know that if we take time to listen, to discern, to be open to God's plan, the world will be a better place for it. In a world where the art of compromise and balance is sadly lacking, where people are slipping to comfortable corners with folk who speak the same language together, but exclude all others, it is our challenge and our responsibility as Christians to be the voice of hope and love. When the flame of God's love lights on us, may we be ready to receive it, ready to live into the new adventure that God has in store for us, even though we really don't know what it looks like. May we all of God's people, hear the visions and dreams and words that are unfamiliar to us and be open to sharing them with compassionate and God-centered living. Come, O Holy Spirit, blow into us and through us to make the world a better place. Amen.